questions being raised pertaining to whether we could ever go back to that situation. The situation in Egypt was different. That was total enslavement, because it wasn't just physical enslavement, but the Jews became involved. They regressed back to the idolatry of Mitzrayim. That's what the Rambam says. So that was the real enslavement. Indeed, interesting point. Is this brings to mind a very, very significant point. What exactly was the whole battle between Moshe and Paro revolving around? What exactly did Moshe ask of Paro? Everybody thinks that Moshe's demand was, let my people go, that Paro should set the Jews free. But that's not true. He never asked for that. All he asked for was an opportunity for them to serve Hashem. He just said, let them, we need to travel. That was the whole battle. It becomes very difficult to understand what Paro was so stubborn about, because he was not saying that you have to let them go and they shouldn't be slaves. Did not ask for that. All he said was that they have a relationship with Hashem that you can't take away from them. That Hashem demands that I am God's prophet. I am God's prophet. And Hashem told me to deliver the message. He wants his people to leave because they can't do that over here. That was part was trying to argue. They can't worship him in Mitzrayim. It's not feasible. Go out a distance of 3 days, and we'll have a festival to Hashem in the Midbar. That's all. And we'll come back. He did not, interestingly enough, he did not say what everybody thinks he said. Everybody thinks that Moshe was this great liberator and all that. But it's not true. All the discussion, the argument between Moshe and Paro is not about, does not pertain. Moshe was never asking for him to release the Jews from being slaves and let them go. He'd never asked for that at all. All he asked for was that we have an obligation to serve Hashem, that you can't take away from us. And the argument then Paro, when Paro was on the verge of giving in because it was too painful, so then he'd always find some reason to hold back. Mamiva mia holchem. Who's going? So Moshe said, we are going. So what do you mean? That sounded strange. Why did the tree? He was suspicious. Now, binareinu v'zkenenu neilech. We're going to go with our children, with our elders, the entire mishpacha, the entire family. Why? Ki chag Hashem lanu? That's our chag is a different kind of chag. And then with regard to the, I'm sorry, in another case, with regard to the animals, leave the animals behind. So Moshe says, no, we don't know what Hashem is going to demand of us. Basically, put it a different way, in your religion, you decide what you're going to offer, because it's all based upon you. But in our religion, it comes from Hashem. So how do we know what Hashem is going to demand of us? That's what Paro said. We'll take along. Yeah, well, Moshe, how can we take along?
We don't know.
This is a religion of divine revelation. We serve God according to the way God commands us to, not the way we would like to serve God. This leads to a very interesting question, which we've discussed a number of times, and some of the commentators discuss it. It's a serious question, because are we saying that Moshe was not being honest, that he was being deceitful? That is, that he made an agreement with Paro, and ostensibly there was a guarantee that he'd return. I mean, you have to keep your agreements. So it was just a trick, and once Paro let them go, they wouldn't come back. Was that it? And if that's the case, are we permitted to act that way? What's the justification for that? Isn't that a Chilul Hashem? And so on and so forth. How do we explain? Then, and moreover, why didn't he demand let them go free? Oh, because he never would have done that? Because he never would have done that? Is that why he didn't make that demand? Yeah, but with all the might, with all the Yad HaChazaka, God, just like God coerced him, are you saying that God could not have, revved it up? God could not have brought down enough that he would have let them go? Paro didn't let him go of his own accord. These are very important questions. He didn't. He only did it because of the Yad HaChazaka. So just like the Yad HaChazaka was sufficient, to, extract the 3 days that he would agree to let them go for 3 days. So why couldn't God make it strong that, no, you got to let them go free altogether? That's a very, very important question to begin with. Like, why did God, when he sent Moshe, send Moshe Rabbeinu only with this very minimalistic type of demand? Why didn't God say, you got to set him free completely? Why wasn't that the story?